The redevelopment of an historic block in the largest city in western Massachusetts has moved a step closer. The Springfield City Council approved using $4 million in city funds for the restoration and redevelopment of the former Court Square Hotel building. Additionally, councilors unanimously ratified MGM's plans for a $16 million investment in the project as a way to satisfy an obligation to build housing near the downtown casino. These funds are the final pieces for a $52 million effort to redevelop the long-derelict six-story block-long building at 1331 Elm Street into 74 residential apartments with ground floor space for retail. City Councilor Mike Fenton, who chairs the Casino Oversight Committee, said a public-private partnership had come together after about a year of negotiations to pull off something that had confounded developers for decades.
This is a really historic night for the city of Springfield. This has been a project that has taken a tremendous amount of effort and leadership across all different segments of society, public, private, and nonprofit. And I couldn't be prouder to be here today to be a part of this vote.
Opal Real Estate of Springfield and Wynn Companies of Boston are the co-developers of the project. In addition to the money from the city and MGM, Mass Housing has committed $14 million, and there will be $11 million in federal and state historic tax credits. Mike O'Brien of Wynn said there are 9 public and private entities putting funds into the project.
The cooperative funding agreement, to your question, is in the final stages of execution. Everybody's committed to the funding of this.
One by one, councilors praised the project. City Councilor Jesse Letterman said it was key to bringing energy and vibrancy back to downtown.
This is one of the biggest and most key pieces of development downtown. We talk a lot about bringing folks from the casino farther down Main Street and see that economic spinoff that we know is so essential, and I think this is going to be a big driver in that.
The construction work will be done under what's known as a project labor agreement, where the general contractor agrees to hire union tradespeople. Dozens of union construction workers pack the council chambers ahead of the vote. Charles Payne, a business agent with the Carpenters Union, said the project will bring a lot of badly needed jobs.
This is really important. The timing couldn't be better, and I'd ask the City Council to do everything in their power to make sure this happens. This is so important to the families of this city.
O'Brien said construction work could begin this fall with a proposed 2-year completion time. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.